Good morning, and welcome back to Treasures at Tea Time with me, Debbie Graham. I hope you have a nice cup filled with your favorite beverage. With over a dozen or so teacups for me to choose from, I have chosen the Lily of the Valley. It seems like such a long time ago, just in January, my word for 2022 was liberty. I now have heard that word spoken by so many people. Maybe liberty is the 2022 word for Canadians. Just 3 months ago, in 2022, so much has happened. Truckers rallied to the Parliament buildings, Canadians cheering them on, waving flags, providing meals. Freedom! We all want our liberty back. Winston Churchill's famous words, "This was their finest hour." Yes, truckers, that was you. You spoke loudly for us. They had courage to take a stand. Dozens of Jericho marchers marching around Canada's capital with jerry cans. And they were singing, "We stand on guard for thee, O Canada. We stand on guard for thee." The Prime Minister calling us fringe as he goes into hiding. Then he emerges and says, "No more horn honking." He may have stopped the honkers, but he can't stop prayer. Amen. COVID, Olympics, honkers. The conservative leader is ousted out. Russia, Ukraine, all this in 3 months. It's just jam-packed. You know, you think it's over, but just when you think it's over, it's not. Keep your eyes fixed on God. God is exposing evil for all of us to see. Pay attention to this. Be alert. Deception for truth. There's nothing that won't be revealed. And honestly, some of it is very shocking. Don't bow your knee. Bow your head. Mordecai didn't. He refused to bow his knee. Read his story in the book of Esther. Living as a person of faith in a faithless world requires courage and acts of resistance. Fire was at the feet of the truckers, and all who waved the flag of freedom. Then a state of emergency was called. Fire was at the Jews' feet in the book of Esther. They, too, needed a rescue plan. Hardship forces us to grab hands and pull us closer together. Sometimes that's a good thing, isn't it? In the book of 1 Samuel, David had to face some giants. His brothers on the battlefield, and Goliath. But young David had an answer. Is there not a cause? Our God will fight for me, and if I perish, I perish, David implies as he loads his slingshot. Ah, yes. Esther chapter 3. So many questions in that book. What's going on here? Is Haman, the now prime minister, to be trusted with the king's signet ring? Did no one go to the king and question his decision to allow this law? Why have those in authority ordered this? Terror, fear, helplessness, hopelessness. Does this sound familiar today? Just turn on the news. Such a fear of the unknown. We could list a dozen things. Don't let the devil wear you down. Here is your hope. Listen for it. Yet, in the midst of all this, God is not sleeping. He is wide awake and he knows what's going on. Hear this signature statement from Mordecai as he gives a turning point speech. Is there a reason you were chosen queen, dear Esther? Another signature statement by Winston Churchill. Let us embrace ourselves to our duties. And Patrick Henry, famous quote, give me liberty or give me death. Esther's words reveal enormous faith mixed with courage. Mordecai is telling her to stand, speak, and die if you must. Esther perhaps looked at her easy life in the palace, feasting at a dozen tables. It's time to put my name on the line. I am Jewish, and my name is Hadash. This was a turning point action. Do you wonder if your voice counts, your actions count, or your vote counts? Yes, yes, yes to all three. Dear listeners, we need to stay steady. Steady in the chaos. Steady in prayer. Steady in God's word. Here we will gain new strength and a better perspective. The world is in desperate need of the people of God. Revelation 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him and he with me. You see, the Lord is speaking to the door, your very heart. We are invited to have fellowship with Jesus. His tables are accepting and loving. Times of refreshing are enjoyed at the Lord's table. I thought this was a good scripture, John 7:37. At the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried out, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Are you thirsty? Draw from the Bible, for it is full. Quote from Charles Spurgeon. In the broadcast today, I have set for you a feast at a dozen tables. This feast is set for a radiant bride. Flourish in his grace at the table. I wonder what table you would join today. And as you wander around and notice all these tables, you'll also notice cups are ready to be filled with sweet-tasting water from the brook. A time of sweet fellowship. Oh, look, there's the mercy table. And here's what it says. The Lord is gentle. The Lord is great in mercy, full of compassion and unfailing kindness. The whatever table. Philippians 4. Whatever things are noble, just, pure, and lovely. If there is any virtue and anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The virtue of Jesus comes forth as we worship God from a tender and pure heart. Over here is the blessing table. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The priest is praying a blessing over you. The singers are singing a song over you. A praise perfume is ascending to God like incense before the altar of heaven. The wisdom table. Oh, look, Bibles are opened on the table to Proverbs. And you notice one is open to Proverbs 8. Perhaps you should read it. Might be time to sit there and get some wisdom. The grateful table. So much to be grateful for each day. The Lord is trustworthy. Oh, and one of my favorite tables, the Lily of the Valley table. Notice its green leafy cloth. The Lord is refreshing our senses. Smell the aroma of the finest spices. Sit and soak in the goodness of God. His love is mingled into one fragrance. Rest in the anointing. Oh, here's a beautiful table, the red rose table. It's like Hannah from heaven, Calvary's red rose of love. Red roses are filled on this table. Come to the table and meet with Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Perhaps you've never known Jesus and you would like to get to know him. This is the table for you. The red rose table. And over here is the glory table. Jesus sits at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. Share your heart with him. He is a cluster of beauty before your heart. The tree of heavenly fruit. Enjoy the sweet taste of this pleasant fruit. The miracles table. Do you need a miracle today? Jesus is your tree of life. The love table. Oh, this is interesting. A sealed love letter from the Lord is on the table with your name on it. Perhaps you would like to sit there. The faithfulness table. Your heart is safe in his care. The Lord's promises are at this table. I will never leave you or forsake you. And there's a beautiful song, Faithful One, So Unchanging. That's a song that you can sing at this table. And the last of the tables, the beauty table. And it is really beautiful. It's an inner beauty of holiness. There are clusters of exquisite fruit that grow in your inner garden, sweet and delightful. Under his shadow, I delight to sit and enjoy this sweet fruit as it is so sweet to my taste. You know, the great King has made a banquet table for us. And one day we're going to sit at his banquet table. Please bring your fairest flowers that bloom to this table. Well, dear listeners, or as you are finding your way to the tables, please be seated. The Lord has something for you. Beloved, he wants to fill your cup. I shall leave you to enjoy your time at your table. So long for now.